right, welcome back. Right now, it's a big, big thrill to welcome a legend in Maryland, probably the most famous Marylander. Maybe Cal Ripken edges him out by a nose, but also he was the runner-up in the latest voting for the Pope. His name is John Waters. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, good to have you here. I think Madeline Murray was more famous. Remember her, the woman that got prayer taken out of school? She was the most hated woman in America. She might be more notorious.
Well, you've still got time.
Yes.
I just want to say before we start, you were on Real Time with my friend Andrew Breitbart once, and
Yes, I knew Andrew. We got along great, and all the other everybody on both sides was horrified that we got along so well.
I know, but he spent a good 20 minutes one time trying to convince me that Multiple Maniacs was the greatest achievement in cinema of the 20th century.
Well, I'm showing a movie that has sort of similar scenes in it at the festival this week, so.
Working on it here. You have an event coming up next Wednesday at the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C., This Filthy World, an evening with John Waters. Tickets are available on Ticketmaster now, and you are coming to Baltimore tomorrow for the Maryland Film Festival. You're presenting a movie, Paradise Faith. Tell us a little bit about that movie.
Well, it's part of a trilogy by this Viennese director who is really edgy. You talk about edgy. We really got edge with this movie. I mean, this is a feel-bad movie that makes me feel great. It's about somebody that becomes so obsessed with their religion that they fall in love with God. And I don't think it's gratuitous. I think it's actually a very serious movie, but there's times in it that are so funny that I was crying laughing just from the oddness of the movie. I mean, some of the critics have called it, hideous and masterful. I think that's a good way to put it.
Now, you sort of are known as a shock director, and I don't want to call you a cult director because it sort of puts you in a box that I think is too small for you, but are you shocked now at society that of how little is actually shocking anymore?
Well, to me, I never really tried to shock. I tried to make you laugh.
Come on, Divine eating dog poop.
Yeah, but that was me. I know what you're saying. I'm not pretending that, but at the time, that was a social comment on the censorship that just ended. Deep Throat had just come out. So the time was, what is illegal anymore? That was the joke, because they didn't even have laws against it yet. Now they do. So what I'm saying with this movie, it pushes the boundaries. It does surprise you, but in a way that makes you think of things in a different way. I think Hollywood tries too hard to shock now. There's so many bad ripoffs of The Hangover that aren't funny. The Hangover was funny.
Yeah, well, the second one wasn't so much, but that's another story now. But, I mean, like, the celebrity culture in this country, the Kardashians, there's no reason anybody should have ever heard of a single Kardashian.
Well, you know what? I'm very proud to say I don't know who they are, and I get 100 magazines a month. Every time I see their picture, I just turn the page. I've never read about them.
Well, good. Then you don't know what happened, the horror that became of Bruce Jenner.
Reality TV stardom. That's the one thing that's even too distasteful for me.
Well, good. Good for you, because, yeah, like I say, Bruce Jenner... He makes Divine look like a 10 right now.
Well, I haven't seen him recently. But.
Nor should you. And speaking of Divine, you're also in a movie being presented at the film festival both tonight and on Saturday. I Am Divine. Talk a little bit about the movie and about your friend.
Well, I didn't make the movie. Jeffrey Schwartz did.
Right, but you're in it.
Documentary, a very good portrait of Divine, who behind the scenes was very different than some people thought. He never walked around dressed in woman's clothes. He was an actor. I mean, he was a serious actor too. But he scared people in the beginning, and then we turned his career around by playing a loving mother in Hairspray, and that's when he got great reviews. So he was a dear friend, and at the same time, you know, like all kids when they start out, they make movies with their friends, and I did the same thing with Divine and Mink Stole, and I think it shows that we were great friends, and Divine trusted me very much.
Well, yeah, I mean, was there anything, Divine is famous for your coming to prominence in your early movies, and then, of course, in Hairspray blew up, but was there anything, it seemed like you would do anything, was there anything you wrote on the page that Divine read it and goes, no?
Well, I would hopefully never ask him anything that would be too brutal to say no to. I mean, the ending scene, I wasn't a sadist. We did one take, not two. I asked Mink Stole to set her hair on fire once, and she said no. And I don't know what I was thinking. I'm not a mean guy. I thought we'd just throw a bucket of water on her afterwards. But people have said no to me, and they should have. I'm glad they did.
So you write out, you just got done hitchhiking across the country.
Well, a year ago Monday I did it.
And you're writing a book about it. What was the I don't know if weird is the right, what was the best part about it?
Well, I wrote in the book, before I even went, two big parts of the book are me imagining the best rides that could ever happen with sex and adventure. And then I imagined the very worst that could happen, and I wrote my death the day before I did it for real, which was 21 rides in 9 days. You're going to have to read the book to find out the best of the real ones.
Ooh, excellent. But you speaking of your death, you were a pronounced death. There were rumors that you died earlier this year. You're the first post-death guest I've ever had. How does it feel to wake up in the morning and discover that you've died?
Well, it wasn't that funny because it was poorly written. The Onion would have done it much better. I don't mind satire if it's biting and funny. This just wasn't so funny, really. And it was a little bit of a, to be honest, a pain for me because, like, you know, people were calling up crying and stuff. But it only lasted about really an hour before everybody knew it was fake.
But I
was on my way to Brussels on an airplane, and the flight attendant said, "Oh, thank God you're not dead," which was really sobering.
I suppose you get a little special treatment on the airplane if they are relieved that you're still breathing.
Well, I guess. They're nice to me on airplanes anyway, though. I'm not that desperate to have people be nice to me.
So This Filthy World, An Evening with John Waters, next Wednesday, May 15th at the Howard Theater.
Which I'm excited. The Howard Theater was like the Royal used to be in Baltimore, which I used to go to when I was a kid. So I'm really excited to go to a theater where Aretha Franklin played and all these great soul things. It's a theater that means a lot to me to appear in.
Yeah, Cab Calloway. I was looking at the website. Cab Calloway's posters, all the jazz greats are up there. What can people expect from An Evening with John Waters?
They can expect a completely updated written monologue about how to be happy if you're a complete neurotic and don't want to be better.
And we're going to get any movies from you anytime soon? Are you going to make your book into a movie?
My career is going great. I've been trying to make this Christmas movie called Fruitcake, a children's Christmas movie that takes place in Remington. So who knows? I still have meetings about it, but the independent film world has changed so much they want me to make them on the budgets I did when I started out, which I just really can't do anymore. I can't be a so young underground filmmaker.
Have you thought about Kickstarter? There's been enormous amounts of money.
I have trouble asking.
I'll give you an idea that I have sometime. It's called Jesus in Vegas with Elvis.
Well, the movie we're showing at the film festival tomorrow night, which is called Paradise Faith, has it asked the question, can sacrilege be satire? Is it sacrilegious? I don't know if it is. I think it's a very moving movie about a woman that's driven insane by religion.
And what excites you in the movies nowadays? Is there a movie that you absolutely love that maybe we haven't heard of? And is there a movie that everybody's heard of?
Every year I put my 10 best list in art form. You can look it up online. You probably have heard of none of them. The one I'm showing tomorrow at the film festival was one of them, definitely.
Paradise Faith, it's tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Charles Theater. Get your tickets now. And John Waters, one last thing I got to tell you before I let you go, and I really appreciate your time. My friend, last time you did a show in Baltimore last year, I think it was, my friend Christian came up to you and got you to sign his butt. And you pointed out that it's probably not good to get that tattooed, so you signed a piece of paper.
So they can put it on, they can change it. You know, like if you just sign it on their skin, it's sloppy.
Right. Well, he went and he got it done. And ever since then, it has given him a socially acceptable, somewhat, reason to drop his pants in public, and everybody on the Eastern Seaboard has now seen his right cheek. So thanks to you, there's more ass in the world.
Well, I saw somebody once in Remington that with his father, and his father said, "Go ahead, show him." And he took out his uncircumcised penis and pulled the skin back, and there was a happy face. I never got over that one.
Everybody.
Only in Baltimore.
Everybody needs a hobby. John Waters, I appreciate your time, sir.
Thank